FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide, and today I'm chatting to Chef Matt Vandenberg of Mercer Restaurant in Stellenbosch. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Hi, Jenny. Thanks so much for having me on the show. It's a great honor.
And it's my great pleasure. I'm going to ask you first up, where does the name Mercer come from?
So the name Mercer comes from, was named Marais' grandma. Marais, the owner of the restaurant, and he just was really close to her. And when she passed, he decided he was going to open a restaurant, you know, following her mantra, which states everything worth doing is worth doing well. So following her name, but just really focusing on whatever we do, we're going to do to the best of our capacity and the best way we can do it.
That's a wonderful tribute. And how do you describe the dining experience at Mercer? If I had to put it into one word, I would say fabulous, but how would you like people to describe it?
I think, you know, the way we set out to do was to create a really relaxed dining experience while being elevated at the same time. So when Marie and myself sat down for the first time, we wanted to create a restaurant, obviously knowing that we're in Stellenbosch, a place that kind of breaks down the walls of traditional fine dining and just creates a place that, you know, it's accessible to all that most South Africans also enjoy. I think the misconception of fine dining in Stellenbosch specifically is that we're going to go for a McDonald's meal after our fine dining meal. So we just decided we want to do something where, you know, we're doing everything well, but at the same time, we can be accessible to the locals. So not break the bank, but at the same time, provide a meal that's interesting, seasonal, and yeah, it doesn't leave you hungry at the end of the day, essentially.
Certainly not. It certainly makes every appetite feel completely happy. And I love the fact that I was told by your very personable staff that I was sitting in what was previously the banking hall of Standard Bank. So you've done an amazing transformation of what was a corporate area. And it's stylish and elegant, but as you say, it's not in any way inaccessible or intimidating. It is relaxed, and I think that comes largely from the informative, engaged, and very passionate service. So you've got a wonderful team working with you.
Yeah, we're really fortunate to have an amazing team. Everyone loves work. Yeah, we try to create an experience where the dine does feel relaxed. But I mean, I'm not the expert on the front of house side. So Ray's got some really good experience where he's worked at 3 Michelin star restaurants, kind of brought that, you know, that experience and that knowledge to South Africa, where he wants to try and, you know, increase the quality of all round service in South Africa.
Well, it's been done exceptionally well. And the food is, as I said, fabulous. What's your favorite dish on the menu?
My favorite dish currently, obviously, we do change the dishes seasonally. So this is one that's been on since autumn, and it's using my favorite ingredient, one of my favorite ingredients, that's Jerusalem artichoke. So we've got a dish that revolves around Jerusalem artichoke. We've got it about 3 or 4 different ways in a dish, but it all comes together with a bit of a gnudi, which is like a ricotta, but instead of using the potato it's like a gnudi, mm-hmm. like a gnocchi. And without using the potato, we've kind of replaced the potato and used a bit of ricotta for that. So really nice and light, perfect autumn dish with a bit of heaviness coming from the Jerusalem artichoke and the earthy notes. And it's also got a bit of sweet bread on, which is an offal, which I know is sometimes frowned upon. I'm not the biggest fan of offal, but sweet breads are really, really amazing. They're almost like I hate to say it because it sounds very informal, but like a KFC, like sprinkle pop that's been glazed in like a licorice jus, which adds a really nice dynamic to it. So it's really hearty. It's got a bit of freshness in it. And it's just perfect for a winter, autumn day.
Adding a lovely level of creativity. Wonderful. That's great. Matt, thank you for sharing your inspiration with us. I'm sure our listeners would love to know that you've got a winter special until the 27th of July. And if they book on Dine Plan, there's a further 15%. So thank you again for being on the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Jenny.
That was Chef Matt Vandenberg of Mercer Restaurant in Stellenbosch. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Bon appetit.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. a dash of the delicious.